You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Eddie Minnis Live, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Gymnasium Form Center, John's Department Store, Jerkers Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you on the Monday, August 19th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. The Monday edition is on and popping. You in short order. We will be checking in with Roscoe Thompson and Abaco, you know, for the Abaco Report. But like I said, it is Monday, and we are here, man. I hope you had a good weekend. And off the top, since we're going to Abaco, let me just get this out of the way. You know, I love when I say teamwork make the dream work. That's what it does. A couple weeks ago, we got some information out of the show. A certain MP was parked in a spot, a disabled spot, off of Plaza Out West. Sparky chimed in, let me know it. The first person to let me know was Sparky, which MP that was. We did our due diligence. We checked behind the scenes. And yesterday, an apology was issued. And this morning it ran in the daily. So, you know, I appreciate that MP for being stand up and taking the high road and apologizing. And I'm sure that driver will never make that foolish mistake again. And to all of my eyes and ears on the streets who help me in this fight daily for the disabled to make sure that their parking spaces are clear and they can do what they need to do. I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate you together. It got together and it got done. And listen, I can be honest with you. That's what it's about. Because now I know that MP is aware, or even more aware, because they were a friend of the disabled prior. I'll be fair. It's just the irony of it all. But somehow now I feel that the disabled community has, you know, some eyes and ears in Parliament that haven't forgotten and have been reminded that they are there and are aware now of their plight once again. So that's good. That's what we aim to do. So it ain't about me. It's about the people who need it. All right? Caller, texter, no, we ain't going over that no more, man. No. Listen, we ain't going to revisit it. All right? Pick up your dailies and read, and you'll see. It's not about overkill anymore. It's about moving on. We've done that. We see the power of Talking Heads. All right? It's all good. Naughty, I see when Carl parked up on the disabled ramp on JFK. We had to send this picture. Send it right here to the Guardian right now. Send it right now to this same. This text phone, you got pictures, right? Send it right to the same text number. Anyway, I didn't confirm. Did I call any MP's name? Texter, y'all got to stop jumping to conclusions. Pick up the paper and read. It's in the dailies, okay? The apology. On the break, Texter, I'll make sure I get you a number where you could get me those pics. So keep those pics, all right? There you go. All right, let's have a look at the headlines, man.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
Here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views and Matters since 1844. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now. Both locations of Fine Threads. All right, Top of Hill Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza. Both locations available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup in any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right, here we go. Big headline today, 7% get C or above in three key subjects. Officials say overall students performing better. Let me do this math now. 7% got C or above. So am I to take it from this headline that 93% got below C? So wouldn't that be, would come out to C, D, right? Man, y'all try to sneak this by me in big headline. We still the average. Let me read more. 7% get C or above in three key subjects. All right. So let's have a look. Of the 5,935 students from 107 centers who were registered to sit the Bahamas General Certificate of Secondary School or Secondary Examination, C, 653 or 11% of them received a grade of C or higher in five or more subjects. All right. This according to Ministry of Education officials. In 2023, 544 or 10.9% of the 5,393 students received a grade C or higher in five or more subjects. All right, well, 653 out of 5,935. That's, wow. We got 653 C or higher. That leaves us with 5,290-something. Where are we at, man? Are these kids, when they come out, are they going to be able to take some sort of certificate to find employment? I'm talking about the 5,935. We can't leave any one of them behind. I'm glad we got 653 passing. What about that line? What do we do about them? How do we help them? Those are some of the numbers I want to see. Because, I mean, you can't doctor up 7% get C or above. What happened to the other 93%? Where do we class them? Remaining suspect in airport heist fails to show up for trial. That speaks volumes right there. I'm going to leave that one just like that. You could chime in and let me know what your take is on that headline. Minister suggests recent power cut highlights urgency of BPL crisis. After an outage left thousands of New Providence residents without electricity for hours on Thursday night, Minister of Energy Joe Beth Kobe Davis said staff at Bahamas Power and Light, BPL, are working to fix the utility provider's challenges and avoid such problems in the future. Come on now. How long have we been? We've been going through this many, many summers now. Many, many moons this has happened. Y'all can't come up with a new line now? Because we've been having the same problems, the same challenges for years. Around the same time of year, every year. And bills quadruple. And you still can't give a loser a 50% break on power they didn't have. If you're out of power, you shouldn't pay for power that you don't have, so you can get a 50% up. Anyway. Bipartisan support for National Development Plan. The Davis administration and the opposition have pledged bipartisan support for the completion and implementation of the National Development Plan. This is according to minutes. So we'll see how that unrolls. Let's check the text lines. All right. I need to see the grading scale. Was it on a curve? If yes, we F. If yes, we F average. If not, we D average. We below C. 5,290-something below Z. Yeah, below C level. Good day, Naughty. Our educational system has failed our children, and the government is celebrating. Where's the outrage from the parents, teachers, and union leaders? This is disgraceful. Naughty, great show as usual. The other 93% will get government jobs from their MP and cut backside from their parents. You're all on a roll today. Naughty, it speaks volumes. Now have the ministry subtract the private school students from that 600 plus and then recalculate that percentage for real, for real. That's what you're saying, the math ain't mad now. Is that what you're saying? All right. Boy, that's a wrap right there on your headline. It's all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Now, here's how you chime in if you want to become a talking head.
It's time for the buzz.
And, of course, you know, phone, you know, text line is powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines in New Providence, wide open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. BTC Flow Channel 612, Cable Channel 969. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh new smart take right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right, quick break, flip side of the break. We'll pick up the conversation live from Abaco. Roscoe Thompson will be chiming in. And, of course, you know, we'll be seeing what's going on with Abaco and a few other things as we pick up the conversation with Roscoe Thompson on the flip side of the break as the Monday, August 19th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon Island game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon Island game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Book it together, go make we book it together. Hey, book it together, go book it together.
We are book it together when everybody out. Fried chicken, we are pre-bucket for the crow. Share a bucket together, everybody go live. Crispy original when we're online.
Bucket together and do the new dance craze.
Hot KFC summer bucket deal. 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits. Starting at $20. KFC.
It's so hot, I think I might melt.
Here's the AC remote. Go ahead and cool down.
Cool down your hot days with power from a renewable energy system and reduce your electricity cost. CIBC Caribbean offers up to 100% financing on residential photovoltaic systems to power your home. Ask your relationship manager or a sales specialist about our renewable energy loans. You may also visit CIBCFCIB.com/renewable energy loans for more information. Conditions apply.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
They say the sun, and I say the world. But there in some people world, you never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. Ah, showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Oh, no, 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 no. Baby, tell me where you gone, gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. to sing my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Praises. I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't never left alone, long, long. And if I'm telling you the feeling.
All right, Chewbacca right here on the Monday, August 19th edition of Talking Heads. And, yeah, man, listen. You know, jokers, we go on hiatus. When I say hiatus, every September. So the first week in October, those 5 weeks, you know, that's vacation for jokers. That's the slow season. That's when we close. So when I, you know, when Jokers reopens in October, I'll start giving them away again. All right? I promise. I make sure I hook you all up with them since y'all like them so much. All right. Good afternoon, Nordy. I was a D-minus student, but I could tell you I had a top job in the power company in Freeport. Passed the exam at flying colors. Do what you do, brother. I go on it, my brother. You might have been D-average with everything else, but you A-plus with power production. I ain't got no problem with that. Once you found your niche, I'm happy for you. Real talk. Nah, don't go try, you know, plumbing or brain surgery because you found your niche. Power generation. That's what I'm saying. But good stuff. Naughty, what is the name of that song with Bob Marley that you play with? Listen, first of all, that's Bob, but that's more Bob's grandson. That's YG Marley. That's the son of Lauryn Hill and Rohan Marley, another one of Bob's sons. And they sample Bob coming in on in the moonlight, all right? Check him out, the new up-and-coming artist, man. Pure fire all over the globe, YG Marley, all right? Remember, you heard it here. Tell him I told you. All right, let's get to Abaco right after we get to this call. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Naughty, please.
Yeah, Talking Heads.
Oh, good afternoon, my brother. How are you?
I am good.
Just a brief commentary on this national exam result. While it is slightly disappointing.
You got the math on this for me? Because I'm trying to figure the math on this. I got my abacus. I got my scientific calculator. Please help me.
I say it's a bit disappointing, but I think we need to start to take an opportunity to look at what we can do. Okay, so clearly there's a lot of kids being left behind.
That's my concern, the 5,200 getting left behind.
But it's not all their fault, and it's not all the teachers' fault, and it's not all the parents' fault. The system needs some revamping. Here's what I suggest. I've said before, and I say again, that in Jamaica and other Caribbean nations where they recognize their developing nations, there is a need for technically trained individuals to grow their country. We have to now look at making a technical education, not say that the general education is not necessary, but aligning it with a technical education where the strength is not focused so much on the traditional classroom situation, where a young man could start in the 6th, 7th grade, and at 12th grade, or whatever you want to call it, he graduates with a master's plumbing, a master's electrical,
carpentry,
carpentry.
You got it. Me and you on the same page.
Successful individual and not like a failure. That is my position. I think that is direction that we should be considering.
Because they don't need individuals to take up those jobs in society. So if they're going to be a need and a necessity, train them young. If you know little Billy is not good with calculus, but he's good with a carburetor, well, get him in a mechanics class.
Let me tell you something, Naughty. Right now, let me tell you what's happening in the industry. The industry right now has such a strong demand. Demand, not like to demand, but technical, trained people that right now the Department of Labor cannot tell them no. That's how we're a developing nation. The demand is so high. When they send in a request for 50 permits, they get the 50 permits for carpenters. All come out of Peru now, Colombia, South America, Jamaica.
Hey, quiet, my friend. You're making immigration show up. Quiet.
So, but no, they can show up. Because
I ain't joking, man.
They got the work permits, but I'm saying...
Yeah, it shouldn't be, though, because we do have the youth in the country to do it.
Training our young people in the same spaces that we are demanding the people. That is our response.
Good stuff and good suggestion, my brother.
I'm not disappointed as much as I think there's a great opportunity and we get to capitalize on it.
Good stuff, man. I like it, man. Don't be a stranger. Don't let this be the last time you call. All right, let's get to Abaco real quick, Mr. Producer. Talking Heads, Roscoe Thompson. What's going on, my brother?
What's up, Naughty? Good afternoon.
Listen, one thing about you, when I could be foreign and I could see stuff on social media and you at certain functions, boy, that white guy there was carrying on. That was special mayday. You should pause on, Chad. I swear to God.
What you talking about?
I saw you over there doing your Easy River thing at a Red Splash, my brother, with that white squire there on with the family island. So I said, look at here. He's just come from breakfast at the yacht club. That's what's going on there.
No. You're so full of it.
No, but I remember Uncle Ross used to wear them back in the day, man. He used to have them dread shirts. I used to love him for them.
Yeah, they're actually pretty nice.
So what's going on, man? I seem to be a good event, but I mean, what's really going on in Abaco? You know, that's priority. We like to talk about that each and every Monday when we get you on the show. What's going on down there, brother? Any improvements?
Right here,
give me some good news, man. Give me some good news in Abaco.
Well, Naughty, one day I'll give you some good news. The one good thing I can say, I spoke to Joshua Smith today. They're getting the schools ready for opening. I always wonder why they wait till the last month of August to do that. Or the last couple of weeks before school opens up. You know,
it's always the last minute.
Done. Yeah, but that's something that should be done in, you know, the end of school year when the schools are closing. I still to this day, you know, I don't understand why they wait until the, you know, 2 weeks before school opens. And,
well,
you know,
see, that's always been my question, Roscoe. If you look at schools in the States, they have a year-round maintenance man, a maintenance team that fixes the school day in and day out, not waiting until the end of the year. And if you're going to get people to do school repairs, make sure they are qualified and vetted, not friends, families, lovers, homies, cronies, because then you got the roof collapsing and stuff like that. So, no.
Yeah.
We got to do it year-round.
No, I agree with you there. That's the one thing. I mean, I will say at least it's good to see them getting on with some of the work over here. But like I say, I saw it in Nassau when I was there, you know, working on schools. You know, I'm like, why did they wait till the last minute? You know, and then they wonder why school's delayed in opening or, you know, things like that. But no, all is well here in Abaco. You know, we're tugging along. You know, thank God we haven't had no storms. Same old as we've done before. Good to see Home Fabrics building finally getting redone. And, you know, hopefully it looks, I would say, in the next couple months, they might be, or by the end of the year, open back over here, which would be good.
You need to, but I mean, that's been a longstanding portion of Abaco, man. That building.
Yeah.
And employing a lot of folks, so.
But, you know, the thing I wanted to mention to you today, you know, a lot of people, you know, tend to forget and they bring in regards to our government clinic, or they call it a government clinic. But I think a lot of people don't realize when Ingram did that back in 2010 or 11, before it was completed. Do you know that has two surgical rooms? I mean, two operating rooms. It has a 10-bed maternity ward. It has an X-ray machine that's never been used before.
I heard that there's no an X-ray machine that has never been operated, that never done one X-ray.
No. And you know, you hear about us investing in all these, or trying to build a new hospital, or going into a PPP partnership, which I understand to a certain extent, but if we have the capabilities there at our government, you know, mini hospital clinic slash, why are we not offering that position? And I say that, like, why are we not sending one of our nurses here to be trained in taking X-rays? Even though we know a radiologist has to read it, you know, it's a benefit here of having an X-ray. You don't have to go to a private doctor to get an X-ray. You know, and then looking at a trauma doctor, and I understand, you know, they need to be honed in on their skills, but why not keep them here on a rotation? And the reason I say that is because if you have the capability, and I just found out recently, you know, it is not cheap to medevac somebody out from the family islands, you know, even with insurance, you know, you're looking at anywhere from $4,000 to $12,000, you know, I mean, it's just a vast range, but it really, I started thinking about it when I was up there and, you know, seeing what we have the capability, but we don't have the manpower, just per se, you know, to have somebody stationed there, you know, even if it's on a 6 months rotation. You know, some of these cases that are happening over here with people flying out might not have to happen. If we have a maternity ward, why are we not looking at children being born in Abaco per se, than having to fly to Nassau or go to the Rand Memorial in Grand Bahama? It's frustrating because we have these capabilities here, but we're not utilizing them. And I don't know, is, you know, they used it for the eye surgery just recently. They, you know, opened the eye surgery program, which is great. Not knocking it, but, you know, there's other things that we're capable of here that can save the average Bahamian a lot of money from having to travel to Nassau or to Grand Bahama, per se, or even to the States.
Hey, Daddy Roscoe. Head scratches. We got a couple of calls, Mr. Producer. Let's get to this other call. Talking heads.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing, man?
Afternoon.
Good. Listen, I wanted to make a comment. Your caller before, Roscoe.
Okay.
I'm so glad that you and he are on the same accord. This is something I've been advocating for many years. That they introduce BJC subjects and BJC SE subjects in.
Uh-huh.
Plumbing and carpentry, masonry, mechanics, electronics, and all these other technical subjects, so that D grade can go away. Because you have a lot of students that probably are very good with their hands, and they're technically inclined, but they're not so much academically inclined. I think the two major subjects that everybody needs is basically math, English, but a science subject too. But in addition to that, I think we need to create more technical classes in the junior schools and then take it right into the senior schools. And so when these persons come out of these senior schools with various subjects in the skill set that is needed in the country, then they need to go to BTVI for certification. And I'm hoping that more people like yourself and the caller prior to Roscoe will continue to agitate to the government, whoever government may be, to start to change the school curriculum to speak to these things, these needs. Luckily for us, the project going on in Grand Bahama, I was able to get ISD Construction Company to agree to an apprenticeship program. And starting September, I think September 16th, they will identify 10 students in Grand Bahama with the skill set needed to complete their project. And so some students will be given a stipend while they get the training to be able to work on some of the skill set needed at that project. I'm hoping that more companies will adapt that same type situation. I think it's also happening at the container, the farmer's shipyard, and they're doing the same thing. More of this is needed. We need to be more proactive and stop being reactive. You know, we have these large anchor projects coming on stream. Let's call us there to be training in advance so we can have more Bahamians employed and less wait for this.
All right, that's good stuff, man, Big John. I appreciate it. And I think we need to, you know, look at that. I mean, because at the end of the day, if a student can flourish and something they're good at, and it's not math or English or calculus or science, so be it. Because at the end of the day, we're going to need them to make the community run. Let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, back to your point on the generators. The generators were working. They canceled the contract and hired Bush engineers. Listen.
No, but Naughty, you look at that.
No, I'm just taken in by the zero chill of some texters today, though. And I mean, no, listen, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 2 days where the power outage will get you fired up like that. It will make you say what you need to say, and I appreciate the honesty.
I mean, I was there in Nassau and saw how the power went out, you know, and it really, I'm like, wow, And, you know, the first thing that pops into my mind, well, would we have these problems before if we had the hedge fund, or is this something, you know, a little more technical? And then I start thinking about, well, didn't y'all get rid of the engineers for Wattzilla that are supposed to maintain? It's just like over here with the banned diesel generators. You know, we have 412 megawatts. You know, what happened to the contract with those guys that was supposed to come in and service the man diesel? These are things that the public doesn't know a lot about.
But they said it was supposed to come in and clean up the diesel. Anyway, sorry.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that too. We were.
I wanted diesel we need for one.
You know, but you think about that. And even as you were talking earlier in your callers, you know, they're talking about the programs in the schools. You know, one time ago, I know in some of the government schools over here, they did have woodworking and electronics classes. And I don't know if the issue is the teachers finding them, but it's something that I agree with 100%. You know, you have a lot of people over here that might not be, as we call them, book smart. But when it comes to working with their hands and fixing engines or
they know what they know,
it may be. They're awesome. They're some of the best that you'll see.
That genius in their own right. Real talk.
You know, do you need some basic things? Yeah, you need basic, you know, how to read, a tape measure. You know, I mean, there's simple things, but that's stuff that you can learn, you know, on the ground. I mean, experience is the best thing. I would like to see more of that integrated back into our school system, because at least then you would see our population having something to fall back on, because we know that when we get the BG, the results back from our national exams, they're 9 out of 10 times, they're all dismal, you know, with that D average, you know, it things have to change.
You run an institution, an educational institution, and you're the principal or the headmaster or the dean, and you have teachers turn in 653 out of your 5,395 student populace only pass. You getting fired. That whole administration getting wiped out. Because obviously you're failing. The 653 out of 5,390-something. Come on, man. That's crazy. It's crazy.
No,
that math ain't math. You can't reward that. That's the problem. We reward mediocrity or worse far too much in this country. Let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, the problem with education starts at the preschool level. When kids enter primary school, they should already be able to recognize numbers, know the alphabet, and know shapes in the primary school curriculum. And the primary school curriculum should consist of the following subjects: English, arithmetic, science, religion, social studies, art, music, and physical education. You should open your own school. That sounds like a good school. What about boat making, Naughty and Roscoe? What about boat making? Yeah, you can boat making would be a good trade to take up, especially since sailing is a national sport.
But not just the sailing, the fact of the sailing, but, you know, Albrecht Brothers over here, Man of War, they were building, you know, boats out of Man of War for many years. They still build them now. It's done out of Florida, but they do still build boats over in Man of War by hand.
Let me check the text lines again. Naughty, can you and Roscoe please stop saying, "I understand this is the problem in our country. We accept non-decisions by government, and they know that we will." Next, we will hear the equipment that were new and never used are rusted and no longer functioning. First of all, when I say I understand, I say that because I understand there are multiple problems in this country. There are some Bahamians that don't understand we got multiple problems in the country, and that's part of the problem. But anyway, I digress. All right, let me check the next text lines, man, because, you know. Naughty, I graduated from Hawksbill High School in Grand Bahama in the late 80s, and these technical subjects were a part of the curriculum. Why was it stopped? Very good question, Texter. Very good question. Naughty, Roscoe is right on Governor's Harbor is the capital of Eleuther, and no clinic. After the government changed, the clinic was stopped. We don't have a government dentist. It cost my friend $700 to pull one tooth and get a cleaning. Another thing, schools should have a maintenance crew year-round so they don't be in such of a bad state when they open for the school year. And BPS should have a crew just to keep the lines clear. Mm-hmm. And that's, well, and that's Jesse Luthro needing that. And that's what they need in Luthro.
But when have any of our government, and this is not one of I understand things, but when have any of our government departments ever looked at upkeep and maintenance?
Boy, we as a nation, from time immemorial, for lack of a better word, we suck at maintenance, bro. We're horrible at it. We can't make us a stadium. Don't give us a swimming pool. You got issues with keeping the maintenance up on that. Don't give us a baseball field.
That was built by, what, the Chinese, right?
It's pretty much all of them, right?
Yeah, all right. I'm not going to say no
more. Most interesting, Mr. Bond. That's what I'm saying.
No, Norty, it just goes back because I say that because I look at our government complex here that's still full of mold. And rather than NIB doing the right thing and, you know, ripping the sheetrock out and fixing the whole building, they just band-aid the fix. 16 inches on the bottom that had the black mold, that's all that they ripped out. But then now you have Inland Revenue that's left, tourism's left, you know, certain government agencies have gone, and I don't blame them. They've gone and rented out other spaces. When you have a NIB building there, well, we don't even know if government was paying NIB back for the spaces, but you have handling everything. But a lot of people can't be in there because they're still closing down at 12 o'clock because of the mold. Some of them are only open till 3.
And still dealing with mold issues too?
Yeah, they didn't fix that from after Dorian when they came in a year ago or 6 months, 7 months ago, and all right, they just put a Band-Aid on it.
I got it.
Yeah, they just...
I got a text for you, Roscoe. Naughty, could you ask Roscoe if the investigators from Scotland Yard are in Abaco? Because I don't see them in New Providence. Ask Roscoe if he sees the investigators from Scotland Yard.
Not yet. But there's another thing, Naughty. You have that probe into the police, and it's gone kind of quiet, you know, except, they're here.
Very quiet.
I mean, government can say anything. Oh, investigators are on their way, or these people are on their way. But, I mean, I don't believe half of what government says because you don't, they speak out of both ends of their mouth.
And then you say, remaining suspect in airport heist fails to show up for trial. You think I showing up for that after I seen what was going on?
After everybody's been, you know, God.
Buddy, God forbid, yeah, everybody, you know. Oof.
No. No. Not me.
No. Let's get to these phone lines real quick. Talking heads.
Naughty.
What's happening?
By nature.
Not because I hate you, but you say GNN.
Listen, you and Roscoe really get me today. You go on to the text line 5 times on my cell phone, and I had a call back. Was about 20 minutes of holding on, but you and Roscoe going to fix me up.
What you got, brother? What you got?
Listen.
Part one today. Everybody chiming in. What you got?
I think we need another commission of inquiry on the small homes repair program, because I know 3 persons, including myself, apply for the small home repair. I don't know where they find the fellas from when it's come through the week. They come up off the side of the road, must see to save money. And by the time the 2 leaks which you get on your roof, while you call them, time as they finish, your roof pouring. And the sad thing about it is when you call the inspectors, listen, this time you send them the pictures and photographs, they think they just like they will come back and send the fellas back to fix the roof. Or the repairs. We need another, because something ain't right. I ain't signed off for nothing but my roof leaking waste than it was when the fellas being here to repair it. And I've been trying to get the inspector. I didn't call the inspector about 6 times. Come get this thing done. And the fellas leave all the tires show all over the yard when they take off the roof.
Jenin,
me, right, man?
Oh, boy. But see, I don't want to sound repetitive when I say this, but without a procurement act or a proper functioning procurement act that's actually exercised and working, a proper Freedom of Information Act, I mean, this could keep going on and on and
you
on.
Could let the fellas come to you, tell you they finished. You ain't going to the homeowner to sign off on the program yet, but all kind of more problems developing than what you start off with. I know three people up here who suffer the same thing. It's like they didn't take that money and then sign off on that for you, and they didn't share that up.
All right, I got to get to the break, man, but good stuff as always, Jen. And we'll stay on it and keep an eye on it. Let me know. Keep me posted on that, all right? Hey, Naughty, you mentioned earlier the school roof. No, it wasn't a roof. It was a truss. All right. Well, you know what I was talking about. The truss to get all kapunkle up and fall down. That one. Roscoe, what you got to wrap up in Abaco, man? I appreciate you chiming in as always, but, I mean, we need to agitate for next week, man. The diesel need to clean up. That's still there?
I got to go check. I'll check that tomorrow.
Let me know if the debris from the shanty town still there, because I hear my bragging about...
Yeah, they haven't been. That hasn't been cleaned up unless they did it while I was gone.
Boy.
You know, the only thing I could say is, and I agree with the guy, and, you know, what's a commission of inquiry for us except point out the fact that we know that some of these government agencies and politicians are, you know, I got to be careful of saying this on the air.
Are lacking. Let's just say they're lacking.
They're lacking, right. What is going on? I mean, is that... We had a commission inquiry back in 87 that pointed out... Was it 87? 89? Somewhere
87, 88 in that area, boy. And the next election after that, bada bing, bada boom.
It showed a lot of inefficiencies of what was going on in the government. And
it had to be about 88 or 89, because 87 was election,
prime minister from top down. Even civil servants need to be held accountable. You're there... On the bequest of the Bahamian people. You're
and they did it with our business, our affairs, our money. So we got every right to know what you're doing with it, why you're doing with it, and where it went.
Yep.
All right, my brother, that's be safe, man.
I just hope that we get it straightened out, you know, in me and your lifetime.
Yeah, I'm hoping I see that too, man. Regards to Rocky. I hope he's doing well after still, you know, buck up and pick up the Abaco, man. We'll do it again next Monday, Roscoe. Keep fighting a good fight, my brother. I'm here with you.
All right, my brother, be safe, and God bless, man.
All right, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We got Cuban Willie's numerology report coming up, brought to you by the Island Game. 5 o'clock hour, we talking sports. Pearly will be in the building. Keep it right where you got it.
Give John the thanks and praises. I've been on my own, but we ain't.
Shop early to get your uniforms and get Janae's Uniform Centers. Buy four, get one free sale. Free monogrammed and regular school shirts, dry fit and cotton polos, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, PE shorts, underclothes, tights, sleeping mats, hair accessories, and character work desk. Get 50% off backpacks, lunch bags, and raincoats. Buy four school shirts, get one free. Buy two skirts, jumpers, or pants, get the third 50% off. Got to early beat the back of school rush. Janae's Chesapeake Road back to school special. Restrictions apply. Tell
them. Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school footwear needs from toddlers to college students. Have your child looking smart in a pair of Skechers, Nikes, Hush Puppies, Sperry brand styles, and many more. John's collection of durable and sharp styles will have your child stepping with confidence all year round. Need socks and a belt? John's has got you. And don't forget our new Spray Ground or J-World backpack and lunch containers too. You can find all this and more with the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report, brought to you by the Island Game.
Hepa, buenos dias. Soy Joe Cuban Willie, and you know we start early here at Cuban Willie's Import-Export Services. But today, you know, it's Monday. I got my numerology report lined up for you, brought to you by the Island Game. And today is Monday. I got a three-ball special lineup for you.
And your lucky three-ball for today. 7, 7, 7. 7, 7, 7. Set it, and forget it. Play to win with the Island Game.
Stay winning, my friend.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon, Island Game. Keep you winning, Percy Pentagon. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon. Island Game. We got you versus Benton Pond. From the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Game.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Eddie Minnis Live, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Jerkus Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
Oh, no, 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 no. Baby, tell me where you gone, gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long. And I'm hoping that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long.
Back at you on the Monday, August 19th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. We're talking sports. Pearly should be chiming in at any moment. But you know, he might be caught up by that air fryer. Dodgers might be playing today too. So you never know. You never know. You never know. But we are talking sports. And like we do each and every 5 o'clock hour, we set it off with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And right about now, we got to get into it. We got a trip, you know, out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Had the bomb stew conch on Sunday. They was off the chain, man. Big up to Naughty Johnny's and the crew out there, man, making it happen. All right. And on this day in sports history, August 19th, lots popped off. 1909, the first car race to be run on brick occurred at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. 1909, the Philadelphia Phillies were rained out, a major league record 10th consecutive day. 1917, team managers John McGraw and Christy Mathewson were arrested for breaking New York City's Blues Law. The crime was their teams were playing baseball on Sunday. 1921, Ty Cobb of the Detroit Tigers recorded its 3,000th career hit. 1951, the St. Louis Browns sent a midget to the plate against the Detroit Tigers. Eddie Gaitabel, wearing the number 1/8 and standing only 3 feet 7 inches tall, walked on 4 consecutive pitches and was then replaced by a pinch runner. 1957, the New York Giants Board of Directors voted to move the team to San Francisco in 1958. 1962, Homero Blancas shot a 55 at the Premier Invitational Golf Tournament held in Longview, Texas. It was the lowest score in U.S. competitive golf history. Great name, too. Homero Blancas. 1981 in Zurich, Switzerland, Ronaldo Nehemiah set a new world record with the 110-meter hurdles in 12.93 seconds. He later went on to medal in the Olympics and then play football for the San Francisco 49ers. Bobby Thigpen of the Chicago White Sox got his 40th save of the season and became the 8th and fastest to record 40 saves in the season. 1995, Mike Tyson knocked out Peter McNeely after just 89 seconds. 1996, Paul Molitor of the Minnesota Twins tied Lou Gehrig by hitting his 534th career double. 2002, John Madden debuted on Monday Night Football. 2004, Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig received a contract extension through 2009. Sports quote of the day, ask not what your teammates can do for you, ask what you can do for your teammates. Magic Johnson. And that's a wrap on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny. We got Pearly zoomed in yet? All right, keep an eye out for the Pearl. We'll slide over from Today in Sports History to the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And don't forget, the King Meal Deal is going on for only $5.50. Choose your favorites. All right, along with a small drink and fries, you got the Chicken Big King Jr. or the Big King Jr. And you get that along with six-piece chicken nuggets. And like I say, small drink and the value fries going on for only $5.50 at your favorite Burger King Nassau location. And don't forget, every Wednesday is Whopper Wednesday at your favorite Burger King Nassau location. All right, let's check the local scene. Bahamas secures back-to-back Goodwill Games victories. Bahamas got 55 gold medals. In a dazzling display of athletic prowess and national pride, Team Bahamas once again asserted its dominance by clinching the 2024 Goodwill Games Championships in St. Lucia. The Bahamian contingent not only secured the top spot, but also shattered multiple records in the process, solidifying their reputation as a powerhouse in regional sports competition, especially aquatics. Franco Miller Jr. set sights on second league with Fibiwi Palma. All right? Fibiwi Palma has made a significant addition by signing Franco Miller Jr., a versatile combo guard from the Bahamas. As the team gears up for the upcoming season in Spain's second league, Miller's arrival brings a blend of NCAA experience and international play that promises to add depth and dynamism to the squad. Miller's journey to Fibiwi Palma's is fueled by a clear motivation to kickstart his professional career on a high note. I was looking for a place to start my professional career, and I think this is a great opportunity to go there and put up some good stats to further my career. So let's keep an eye out on what Franco's about to do there. And speaking of Bahamians doing big things, NFL, Michael Strawn of the Carolina Panthers does big things. Bahamian NFL star Michael Strawn inspires youth at Panthers training camp. In a landmark moment for Bahamian representation in American football, Michael Strawn, the sole NFL player from the Bahamas, teamed up with the NFL Flag Bahamas to host a VIP experience for young athletes during the Carolina Panthers training camp. Excuse me. This collaboration with the Carolina Panthers and the NFL Flag Bahamas offered a glimpse into the NFL world for a group of fortunate kids, creating unforgettable memories and inspiring the next generation of Bahamian football players. Good stuff, Mike. I like that. I like to see athletes giving back. Mike Strawn's a friend of the show. Good to see him doing big things. And that's the wrap right there on your home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Let's get up into the who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And like I said, man, big up to Chef Comer and the crew over there at Tropical Gyros. And don't forget to be sure to check them out. You got the flagship store in the Mackey Street location, open until 6 p.m. You got the R&D Plaza in the West, open until 8. Prince Charles, open until 8. And you got Grand Bahama doing big things as well, too. So get your Tropical Gyro on. All right, let me check the text lines real quick. Yeah, text, I agree. I got to wonder about them investigators. Anybody seeing them? I need to know. Now, it might be, you know, part of their purpose not to be seen while they investigate, you know. Hey, what's going on with that? What's that? We got construction going on? Man, catch that, man, because you know me. I don't know why they decided to drill during the middle of my show. Y'all want to drill? Why don't start drilling at 6:05? Ain't nobody could be in here. I tell you. Corner, I see if we get to you in a second. I tell you, it's Monday, man. It's Monday. That's all I can say. Let's go to the phone lines, Mr. Producer. We good? What are they doing? Drilling out there? Excavating? Tell them start out at 6:05, man. Y'all come back at 6:05. I could be gone then. You know me. I don't play. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hello.
Hello.
I got Ali. Everybody's in Barnabas.
Go ahead. Who we got, man?
Little Sparky, eh?
Hey, what's going on, Sparky?
Yeah, right by Savannah, but I can hardly hear you. Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, I can hear you, Sparky. What you got for me today, okay. Sparky?
Okay, I was trying to call you before the sports thing, but I can still catch you on the sports thing, and it has something to do with sports.
If not, you can make it and tie it into something to do with sports. Go ahead, Sparky.
Yeah, but cut off at this time and next time, and you hold from that time, and you have it. But anyway, first of all, let me say a happy birthday to my only sister-in-law, Joyanne Munnins, Joyanne Pinder. She's so old that she was here before Columbus reached. So today is her birthday. That's my only sister-in-law. Hello?
Hey, listening. Happy birthday.
And then I got my other friend there, Ms. Zerling, Ms. Z, Dawson Maycock. She, it's her birthday today, and she's the big 6-0.
Big 6-0 today.
Yeah, and she's one of them. Now you can put her down in sports now.
Why?
While you're waking up, I always tell you everything in the WhatsApp. While you're sleeping in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, she waking up in Eastwood on running 13-8.
What say, Sparky? Was she running? Sparky, you there? Sparky, you dropped mine. Anyway, I was just going to line up ancient man and play that for your relatives, man. Happy birthday. I was going to bust that off for you, man. So anyway, we can get to that in a second. But happy birthday to your family, Sparky. Check your phone. That one dropped. That wasn't me. That wasn't Mr. Producer. All right. Naughty, the Under-20 Track and Field Championships start on the 27th of August. Who is on the team? That's a good question. That is a very good question. How are we picking that team? And who is picking that team? And what are the requirements? Anyway, let's get to the... We got that lined up. Let me... But yeah, that's a good question. Who is going to be on that team? Who is going to be on that squad? All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty Sparky calling back.
Yes, yeah, Sparky.
Okay, now, Mr. Dean Dawson is celebrating her 60th birthday today. And Naughty, you wouldn't believe what happened.
What happened, Sparky? What happened?
She invited me to come to the party.
Uh-huh.
Now, Naughty, check this party out now.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
She invited me to come to the party to do a speech on her behalf. But I got to spend $50 to come to the party. And that's her birthday party.
Boy, Sparky, you know what? You should have gone and say something nice and pay your $50. You always complain about something, man.
But no, look here. I got to go to her party. I got to give that dress and a speech on her behalf.
All right. Well, listen. I can bail you out. I can play a song for you and her on a birthday.
No,
we can get through that because I got to talk sports now, man.
Yeah, but okay, the song got to be, we got to have a party.
No,
party.
It's my show. You get an ancient man. Happy birthday. Play it, Mr. Producer. Let's go. And you can sing the chorus if you know it. Drink up all the rum. That's where Sparky come in.
And sing a happy birthday, and yet I need a birthday wish. While my mind asks a question, Lord, I wonder who it will be. You give your first piece of birthday cake to. Oh Lord, my God, I pray that it's me. The food and eat and drink on the rum, speak, drink and scream, we dance all night long to the sounds of the ancient man. Now you done blow your candle, you done open all your gifts, we done sing a happy birthday, and you done made your birthday.
Oh, there you go. Happy birthday to Sparky's relatives and family and friends we shouting out today. Now let's finish talk sports. All right. And Sparky, the whole, you know, Marathon Association and you know, the track masters, they want to remind you that Eve is not the only person running miles at 4 a.m. in the morning. All right, Sparky? All right. Whee! Anyway, I digress. I hear the weather's getting a little dicey out there. Rain's starting to come down. So listen, if you're out there, proceed with caution and care. All right? I know it's the 5 o'clock hour. You want to get home, but looks like the weather is going to be an issue, all right, for the next couple of hours. So keep your eye out there, all right? Be diligent, okay? Not demure, but diligent. Hey! Anyway, football season is right around the corner, people. Mm-hmm. And now that we're into who's in and who's out, do we have a Purdy sighting? Purdy must have got hostage today. I don't know what's going on with Purdy. Purdy seriously MIA. Have the Dodgers been on a losing streak? I don't know where Purdy is. Didn't kidnap Purdy. What's going on? That's not like Purdy. Or they might be having the annual general meeting of the Miami Dolphins Association of the Bahamas. He might be there because he's a past president. So he might be in attendance to that for sure. All right, so we'll look for Purdy when he gets in. I'm going to keep it moving. Who's in and who's out? All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And, boy, I tell you, you don't know who really is who's in or who really is who's out in Dallas. Because Jerry Jones says, I'm all in. Here's the contract to CeeDee Lamb for $33 million a year. CeeDee's like, no, you got to pay me more than that. I'm out. So we'll see. We will see. And listen, we got a great take-home today with Rich Eisen. Yeah, man. Is it Eisen we're going home with? No, we might be going home with Colin Cowherd. Yeah, we're going to go home with Cowherd because, listen, you got a lot of rookie quarterbacks named starters, okay? Nah, maybe not. Maybe not. That's a bit long. That's a bit long. So, yeah, today... We get home with Eisen because Eisen's got some good points to make, too. And you know, it is Overreaction Monday, so you never know what Rich is going to do on a Monday. Man, oh man, oh man. And listen, Rich Eisen, this is a good one right here. This is a good one. This is for Dolphin fans today. This is a perfect one. Rich Eisen breaking down Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, better known as Tua. Throw in a former Dolphins coach, Brian Flores, completely under the bus. Yeah. I know there were some issues there. There were some issues. I'm telling you. And I still think Flores is going to be a good coach one day. He just was in a weird situation right there. So, yeah, we'll be going home to that. Rich Eisen breaking down the whole, Tua putting... Flores on blast. Quote, unquote, he was a terrible person. Wow. So, Dolphin fans, a little expose on your quarterback to take us home today on a Monday with Rich Eisen. How about that? I like it. But while we do that, we got to mention, like I said, a lot of starting quarterbacks are going to be rookies this year in the NFL. And another one that you need to look at, named today officially, Jaden Daniels named Commanders quarterback over Mariota. Well, you know, Marcus Mariota has been a backup for up-and-coming quarterbacks for the last couple of years. All right? So at the end of the day, this is transition. He's going to be the backup in Washington, and they're going to let Daniels do his thing. Daniels has been impressive. Tropical Gyros, they close 6 p.m. on Mackey Street. I'm out there at R&D Plaza in the West. Excuse me. But yeah, definitely, you're going to see an influx of rookie quarterbacks. Caleb Williams playing well for the Bears. Can't knock their decision to draft him. He's looked good so far. Mind you, they put a better supporting cast around him than anybody else. But nonetheless, he looks good there. Jaden Daniels in Washington. And after selecting Daniels with the number 2 pick in the 2024 draft, the Commanders will enter the season with him as the starting quarterback. This is the team announced on Monday. The Daniels will be under center against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers come week 1. We got Purdy in? Purdy, what's going on, man? Unmute yourself, Purdy.
I'm right there trying to steer the trouble.
You look like you've been in trouble because you've been missing the first 24 minutes.
Yeah, trying to get some things done.
Oh, yeah? You were?
Yeah.
Boy, look, I had a joke on the tip of my tongue, but I could pull it back.
Pull it back. pull it back. It's not that serious.
He was trying to find out the prison had a doctorate. Okay, no problem.
I'm not laughing.
I am for both of us. So what's going on? Your quarterback, big expose today on Rich Eisen taking us home. He called Brian Flores a terrible person.
He was. They didn't get along. Brian Flores held him back.
Why? Because Brian Flores wanted, he didn't want Tua, right?
No, he didn't.
Who did he want?
I don't know.
Who came out with Tua? Herbert came out with Tua, right?
I think he wanted Herbert.
Well, if you look at the body of work 4 years later, who's writing that, Tua or Flores? As a Dolphin fan, honestly.
I honestly think Tua's correct.
Probably had a text to chime in. No, man, you can't go with Tua. He's too concussion prone.
Yeah, but why did he get concussion last year?
That's true. Didn't get none
last year. What kind of numbers he put up last year?
Naughty, tell Purdy Flores was ostracized for being right about Tua. He's not the one to get them to the Super Bowl. Herbert is going to be the better quarterback in the long run.
So why isn't Flores coaching the team right now then?
Because he's been blacklisted and blackballed.
Oh, really? That's the excuse you're using? Okay.
Purdy, he had things to say against management. He had things to say against ownership after he came out.
Feelings is one thing. Just look at the body of work. If you really want to be serious, look at the body of work and look at Tua's numbers. If that's what we're going by, let's look at the numbers. Let's look where he did with passing yards, touchdown passes.
All right. We'll look at Tua's stats versus Herbert's stats. Because that's who he wanted, right?
I'm not sure that's who he wanted, but don't quote me on that.
Career, Tua, 12,693 passing yards, 81 TDs, 37 interceptions, quarterback rating of 97.1. All right, let's see Herbert's stats. His career stats. Justin Herbert, 17,223 yards, 114 touchdowns, 42 interceptions, 95.7 passer rating.
But he has a whole year more than Tua in playing. Remember, Tua was hurt a year.
That's true. You've made your point, Purdy.
What was the quarterback rating?
95.7.
What was Tua's quarterback rating?
97.1.
Okay, that's what counts right there. That's what the money people look at.
Right. So you're gonna take Flores was still correct. Herbert could be the better quarterback in the long run. I don't care what the numbers say now. There's some text to text and to you.
The text can say you want to say, let's see who gets to the championship first.
Here's another one. Naughty, ask Waffle Iron Pearly, what's his take on the under-20 track and field championships to start on the 27th of August? Does he know who the team is?
No idea. Has it been announced?
No, it hasn't been announced, but what's the selection process in it, though, Pearly?
I'm sure it's going to go by. They're probably really going to take out who happened. I mean, they have track meets almost every week. They're probably going to look at the Nationals. They're going to probably look at what happened in the Carifta team, and they're going to pick from that.
So it'll be another.
They're going to pick the fellas with the qualifying times for the year.
So who would do that? That would be the BAAA?
Yeah, as a track meet, the BAAA will make a recommendation. I think that comes under the BAAA.
I'm just asking, considering we had such a hullabaloo for the Olympics.
Yeah, but that wasn't the BAAA. That was the BO. That was the BOC.
But didn't the BAAA make statements in regard to that?
Yes, which they maybe should not have made, but they made. But they still didn't have the final say.
Okay, I just wanted that for clarity. We got to get to the break, Pearly. All right, so we'll pick things up on the flip side of the break. Here comes a text saying, hey, Naughty and Pearly, you're both wrong. Another 13-year-old will determine who that team would be. Oh, God, here we go.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll pick the conversation back up. Your boy Naughty and your company along with Earl the Pearl right up until 6 p.m. So keep it right where you got it. Talking Heads continues right after this.
Baby, if you with me, brother. living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
We a bucket together when everybody out. Fried chicken, we a pre-bucket for the crowd. Share a bucket together, everybody go live. Crispy original when we online.
Bucket together and do the new dance craze.
Hot KFC Summer Bucket Deal. 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits. Starting at $20. KFC, it's bigger.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then Fine Threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Nassau, get ready for a night you simply won't want to miss. For the first time in over 40 years, experience an evening with Eddie Menace live at the Amphitheater Nassau Cruise Port on Saturday, October 5th. Tickets are on sale now. Go to BahamasEtickets.com or go to the Nassau Cruise Port box office located in the Junkanoo Museum. Joining Eddie on stage, and Sean, Gino D, Iris Stoll, and Tingham. An evening with Eddie Menace live at the Amphitheater Nassau Cruise Port, Saturday, October 5th. Get your tickets now.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
They say it's something, and it's same for all. But there in some people world, you never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. Sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Ah, showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Give God the thanks and praises. I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't never left.
19th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty along with Purdy and your company right up until 6 p.m. Boy, Purdy, second week of preseason under the belts, man.
Yeah, 2 went 5 for 5 to a touchdown pass.
I know. I was too busy watching Trey Lance do the same thing while running for 66 yards.
Yeah, but I only watched that. After that, I didn't watch
He threw a touchdown, ran for a touchdown. I think he did well. I think, you know, it was good to keep him as a backup for Doc. Let's see where it goes. I think he needs more reps. I think if that kid had more reps, you know, remember his last year was wiped out by COVID. Then he got drafted by the 49ers, didn't play much there. I think if he gets in a situation where he could get a lot of reps, he could be actually quite decent in the league. I'm hearing rumors Minnesota may take a flyer and try trade for him, considering McCarthy's injured.
Yeah, Minnesota, yeah.
To back up Darnold, because I don't think that completely sold on Darnold. But, you know, again, this time of year, there's always talks. And sometimes it's not even from the players involved. It's from other teams just trying to stir the pot to see what they could do and get picks, so on and so forth. A lot of rookie quarterbacks starting this year.
Before McCarthy getting hurt, they were saying it could be 5 or 6 starting this year.
Well, if you look right now, it's Jaden Daniels announced today that he's going to start in Washington. Caleb Williams is going to start in Chicago. I think Bo Nix gets the job in Denver.
He looked good.
Yep. Drake May may get the job. Drake May may get the job in New England.
All right, at 4.
Look like Spencer Rattler could get the job in New Orleans. He's challenging.
He may make the fifth, yeah.
But if it's not him, you know, there's a couple there still in the conversation as well, too. So, rookie quarterback starting this year.
Be interesting to see.
Yep. It's going to be very interesting. I'm going to have a good look at a lot of things going down around the league and the direction teams are going, but there could be some young starting quarterbacks this year, and some that don't start now may end up starting later.
Well, listen, the Fields will take Russell Wilson's job. Russell Wilson looked terrible.
I told you from last week he took his job.
No, it won't be week one. It won't be week one. Out of pride, it won't be week one.
I tell you, it gone week one.
Purdy
had gone week one.
No, I don't think so.
Now, it gone. Purdy had gone. And I say it's gone week one. Tomlin's that dude. He ain't going to let Wilson start out under no respect.
Wilson's going to start the first 2, maybe 3 weeks, and then that's it.
He's looked horrible in the preseason.
Yeah. He does. He does look horrible, but he is coming off a calf injury.
Fields has done great work with the limited opportunities he's got. Do you see that rope he threw on the sideline in the preseason game?
Yeah. While he does that and while there's some upside, the downside is Fields misses plenty targets. He sees it, but doesn't pull the trigger on it.
Well, Russell Wilson missing?
Yeah, Russell Wilson ain't having time to throw because he can't move. But Fields, no, it was a nice discussion. Some guys had the over the weekend, and some analysts are discussing it, and I noticed it. I noticed it, and then when they brought it up, I was like, I thought I was seeing things, but in actuality, he's missed some targets, and I mean, and that's expected. He's young, but he can be something awesome. He can be something really, really awesome. Fields.
Yeah, Fields has definitely got potential. Now, what happens is he got the opportunity to shine or not, that remains to be seen. But I think he gets that job in Pittsburgh because I think that the team has rallied around him.
Yeah, you're right.
They seem to have rallied around
him. It won't be week one. I'm pretty certain of that. It won't be week one.
I just want to go on record before we get to the picks, Purdy, because we got a lot of picks. Once again, I'd like to congratulate Will McClay. At the end of the day, the Cowboys have done it again when it comes to drafting offensive linemen. The line is repaired. Guyton looks awesome on the left side. Beebe at the center position, yes, in the weekend's game was off the chain. He was laying waste to some well-known, established Pro Bowl defensive tackles.
Yeah, he was.
All right, so and he was taking two dudes out at the same time, the defensive tackle and the linebacker rushing, and then he was humiliating people, children in the run game, just firing up the field and blowing people up. The Cowboys can run the ball this year. It's probably not going to be with the running backs they got in camp now. They're going to probably make an addition via trade or if somebody gets cut. But speaking of running backs, though, Deuce Vaughn was showing some things too, Birdie.
Okay.
So it might not be as bad as it looked in the running back department. Can he carry the full workload? No, but I think he's a good complementary piece as that third down back. Royce Freeman looked good. But, you know, they got Zeke Elliott there too, and I think out of just, you know, who Zeke is and pedigree in Dallas, he's going to be the starter. But I think they're still looking for a starting quality running back that's, you know, that they can probably trade for. I'm thinking it's going to be Khalil Herbert in Chicago, the eyes set on. So we'll see. But like I say, that just some of the NFL offseason news. Anything out of Dolphin camp?
There's some injuries, some minor injuries. In with the quarterback wide receiver, and I can never pronounce his name, who couldn't get on the field?
Uguzama.
Yeah, he had 5 catches, 81 yards. He looked really good.
He was good coming out of Nebraska for you guys. Yeah, I got him as a dark horse in camp for you guys.
Yeah, I think he'll make the team.
All right, we got baseball tonight, Purdy. WNBA tomorrow night. We got a ton of baseball tonight. We got to do it rapid fire and get to the break because you know Rich Eisen taking us home. So here we go.
Yeah.
Diamondbacks and the Marlins. I like the Diamondbacks to win that one.
Unfortunately, so do I.
Reds on the road against the Jays. I'm gonna go with the Reds.
Okay.
Orioles.
The Jays had a big win yesterday over the weekend.
Orioles and the Mets. I like the Mets at home, man. They play good in New York.
I like the Orioles. I like the Orioles. It's the fact that Boston Van Den split two with the Orioles. That don't sit well.
I think New York got a big arm on the mound tonight, though.
Okay, we'll see.
Rangers at home against the Pirates. I'm going to take the Rangers. They're in win now mode. They've been playing good ball. I like them to win at home.
I like the Pirates.
Astros at home against the Red Sox. I'm going to go with the Astros in this one. They're at home.
Red Sox gave the Orioles all they could carry over the weekend. Red Sox really need to start winning some games. I can go with them tonight just for the fun of it.
Kansas City Royals at home against the Los Angeles Angels. I like the Royals at home. Bobby Witt, like real strong MVP candidate as well.
Yeah, I like the Royals at home. I like the Bobby Witt is looking good, yeah.
Trends on the road against the Padres. I like the Padres at home.
I like the Twins tonight. I pull it hard against the Padres. They need some losses.
We got like the Rays on the road in that one.
Yeah.
I like the White Sox on the road against the Giants. No, I like the Giants at home. White Sox on the road. I like the Giants at home.
I like the White Sox. Yeah. I like the Giants. I don't like the Giants. I'm going with them.
Mariners on the road against the Dodgers. Who's pitching for the Dodgers tonight?
Who's going tonight? Because we just lost somebody Glasgow going on the IL again. Okay, quick. Who's pitching for the Dodgers tonight? Stone. Gavin Stone pitching tonight. 10-5, 3-6 for you. I go with the Dodgers.
You go with the Dodgers.
He playing good baseball last. But Kurt, you saw the Jim Kershaw pitch yesterday?
I heard he pitched a gem. I missed it.
6 strong innings, 4 hits. I think 1 walk and maybe 3 or 4 strikeouts. He looked really good. That slider was tight.
Awesome. Good stuff. Hopefully they don't break down in the playoffs for you. All right, let's get to the break, Purdy. Good stuff, man. We'll see you tomorrow. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can be good at it. Rich Eisen taking us home. Keep it right where you got it.
I've been on my own, on, but we ain't never left alone, long. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long.
And when you try to rest, the road with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. And if just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenton Pond, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Fenton Pond. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenton Pond, Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenton Pond, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school footwear needs from toddlers to college students. Have your child looking smart in a pair of Skechers, Nikes, Hush Puppies, Sperry brand styles, and many more. John's collection of durable and sharp styles will have your child stepping with confidence all year round. Need socks and a belt? John's has got you. And don't forget our new Spray Ground or J-World backpack and lunch containers too. You can find all this and more with the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what?
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
They say it's sudden, and I say it's for all. But there are some people
who... Oh, man, oh, man. The AFC East this year. Buffalo Bills have ruled that roost for damn near half a decade, ever since Brady strolled off into the Tampa Bay dawn and eventual sunset. Yep. The Bills have taken over that division. Yep. And this year, with the idea of trading away Stephon Diggs and also losing a ton of boldface name veterans on the defensive side of the ball that became cap casualties, they are viewed as vulnerable as they have been in quite some time. Matt Milano, who I saw go down with a season-ending injury last year in London, carted off the field at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Coming back, making his way back, and now he's out until December. And let's hope he can come back. That guy is a self-made stud in the middle of the defense, and the fact that he's not there now only lends more credence to the conventional wisdom that the Bills are in trouble, and the Jets have Rodgers coming back. And we assume that the football gods are done kicking the Jets completely in the nards, and Rodgers will play more than five snaps on Monday Night Football against the 49ers.
Here, Coach.
And then there's the Dolphins, who are really good. Okay?
For about 12 weeks.
Dude, I know what you're saying, and that's a narrative that Mike McDaniel
really great.
Has even acknowledged. They were the who have they really beaten team of 2023.
Without question.
And he even acknowledged that in the Germany game that I called between the Chiefs and the Dolphins, saying we need to win this game to quiet that narrative. They didn't. Narrative kept going. They did have a shot at the division last year and blew it. Losing to the Titans in Monday Night Football at home, and then Tyreek Hill not being the same after that game because of the hip drop tackle he suffered, and then they wound up losing to the Bills in the final game, and that put them in a freezer in Kansas City. And they emerged from that freezer looking like Jack Nicholson at the end of The Shining. Spoiler alert.
Carbone. Spoiler alert. Goodfellas.
And Solo. Spoiler alert.
What they have done is they have just added more to the fastest team in the National Football League. That's all they do is get faster and faster and faster. And they've now added Odell on top of it for depth at the receiver position. And they paid Tua. And what Tua did over the weekend, he looked terrific, brother. Again, if we're going to start analyzing preseason games, and I started the show reacting about how Caleb Williams looks like the real deal and Mahomes is already behind the back passing and looking in postseason form with Kelce. Happy Warriors, them busting each other's stones about who blew the play and whether it was a real call play, so on and so forth. Tua looks superb. I thought. Dropping dimes, looking good. Pizzade. The kid who watched Ryan Fitzpatrick try and bail him out over and over again, or the coach, Brian Flores, turning to the beard of Harvard and not trusting Tua or giving Tua the opportunity to learn through failure or learn by experiencing the tough times. Those days for Tua are over. He is Piz aide. And he's got a coach who believes in him. A subject matter that we've been talking about for months. If you recall, I went back to my hotel room in Frankfurt, Germany, and zoomed into this program to tell you the remarkable stories that both of these guys told about each other separately in our broadcast meeting. And how that even seeped, the stories about what McDaniel's done for Tua even seeped, I believe, into the New England locker room. Because the next week in Germany, the Patriots flew into town and took on the Colts. And we had a broadcast meeting with Mac Jones, who said, you know, he literally volunteered this when we brought up the subject matter of how his season was going. He said he would love to have a coach who would just sit next to him on the bench, a head coach, and throw his arm around him, have meals together, be together. And I 1,000% took that to mean Tua told him, because he was referring to Tua when he's telling us the story. Two Alabama guys just chit-chatting in their spare time. And the power that can actually deliver is something that we could not, in our broadcast meeting, be anything but blown away by the two guys talking about each other in such terms. Now, did it lead to a win that week? It did not. But it did lead to Tua's first playoff appearance, unfortunately for him, in a freezer box. But today, you heard from Tua exactly what McDaniel means to him in relation to what he was going through with Brian Flores, the predecessor of Mike McDaniel in Miami. And Dan Lebatard had him sitting there in an interview. And Tua doesn't talk very much, and you never really hear Tua talking one-on-one in interviews like this. But Lebatard sat him down and asked him the million-dollar question and got a billion-dollar answer from Tua.
Can you explain to us the difference in practical terms between having a coach who did believe in you the way that he did and the difference between that and what was happening with Flores?
Yeah. Well, to put it in simplest terms, if you woke up every morning and I told you you suck at what you did, that you don't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be here, that this guy should be here, that you haven't earned this right, and then you have somebody else come in and tell you, dude, you are the best fit for this. Like, you are accurate, you are the best whatever, you are this, you are that. Like, how would it make you feel listening to one or the other? You see what I'm saying? And then you hear it, regardless of what it is, the good or the bad. And you hear it more and more, you start to actually believe that. I don't care who you are. You can be the president of the United States. You have a terrible person that's telling you things that you don't want to hear, or that you probably shouldn't be hearing. You're going to start to believe that about yourself.
Wow. That's coaching right there. The difference between just the positive message and not. Wow. And wow. And again, listen, we all understand the circumstances of Flores' firing in Miami had became a part of a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Okay, that I'm not mistaken is still going on.
That has not been.
I guess I should have looked that up before we. But anyway, long story short, though, it just seems to be another instance of, dare I say, someone from the Belichick tree giving the tough love stuff. without what seems to be much love at all. I wasn't working on Tua or with him. And amazingly, when McDaniel arrived, the general sense was he was going to pitch Tua to the side too. Because look at Justin Herbert and what he was doing while Tua was going through his struggles. And McDaniel said, you're my guy, and has been nothing but the guy next to Tua in the meeting rooms and probably on the planes and everywhere else. And it has paid dividends literally for Tua's bank account and also for the Dolphins. The question obviously is it enough to win the division this year? Is it enough for them to, of all teams outside of your Cowboys, or at least it's a version of the Cowboys in the AFC, where last year Dallas was far better at home than on the road up until the playoffs. Dolphins need home field advantage. Like if there's any team that I'm looking at in the AFC and say, name me or ask you, call in or whatever, you guys here, the one team in the AFC that has to have the one seed, I would name the Dolphins. Everyone else can be the 2, 3, 4, maybe who knows, even 5, and make the Super Bowl themselves.
Unless the Dolphins come out here to a climate like this, as long as they don't have to go to...
Well, I mean,
they got a super bad break with the weather in Kansas City last year, but they did literally play a playoff game the week before
and didn't
against
win
Buffalo
and didn't win it.
At home.
Didn't win it.
And didn't win.
Didn't win it. And I understand they didn't win it. And here's how I'm going to chalk it up. I'll chalk it up to the defense, you know, without Phillips, without Chubb. They got... And Tyreek was... He wasn't himself. After that hip drop tackle, that he just wasn't the guy. You could just look at the numbers. He just wasn't. But everyone's got injuries, I guess.
Also, hey, look, playoff growing pains.
I cannot wait to see this season. You know how we always have fun with salty Tua? That's not salty Tua that we just heard. That's just honest to God. Yeah. This is the way it happened. This is the way I viewed it at the time. This is the way that I have been handled ever since then. And I am now paid. I am now paid. He has now been given the respect by his team's management. That is, as you know, what is going on with anybody that's holding out for a contract now. It's not just generational wealth, taking care of family. It's respect. The contract, the annual per year. That's apparently what's going on with Brandon Ayuk right now. He wants to get that APY to a certain level, and the Niners are, for whatever reason, not doing it, and that's why it's still out there. And I think that was the latest from our friend Mike Garofolo. It's all about the respect, and Tua's now received it. And he's earned it. Certainly in his mind. Certainly in the mind of management. Certainly in the mind of the coach. So I can't wait to see how he goes into the season this way. But at the Dolphins schedule, this is what I'm loving about this now. We're now 2 weeks away, and here we go. Here we go. Taking on the Jaguars, week one.
They get Buffalo out of the way
right
first half of the season.
Early.
Both games.
Early, but also early week. It's the first Amazon Prime Video Thursday night game of the year. Week two.
It's going to be hot.
Thursday night. The Bills are coming in. Those are games they need to win. You want to be the one seed. You take care of business at home, certainly against the Jaguar team that finished just as, even more poorly than the Dolphins. Dolphins made the playoffs. Jaguars did not. Buffalo, you want to win the division? You got to win your home games against the better teams, if not the ones you need to dethrone in the division. They couldn't do it last year, as you pointed out multiple times in this segment, Chris, in week 18 last year. They got to do it week two.
Got to.
And then
got to
the game of the year. Certainly, if you are people who are extremely online or in charge of whoever is